Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm happy to be here again before you, and especially to share the word of God with you. When I look around in this world, I see many people, and I see lots and lots of sorts of work, and among them is we have professions. And I want to tell you that right from the bottom of my heart, of all the professions of this world, the profession I admire most is the profession of the engineers. Because when you look around at what the engineers have done, you just get amazed. Look at this building. Take any other building you've ever seen. Take the complex bridges I've seen here in this wonderful nation. The flyovers, the skyscrapers. I was in New York at Ground Zero. I was looking at buildings. I tried to take a photo of a building. My camera could not reach the end. I said, I imagined in my head, I said, you mean the whole of this building was a seed, an idea in the head of a single man, an engineer? I think he conceived the whole of that thing before it came into being. I was amazed at what engineers can do. And you can imagine if a mere human can contemplate, can have such an idea and hide the whole of that building in his head, then that gives you a picture of what God is. Although it is just a mere small picture of who he is, because for him, you can't contain him in your mind. I just get amazed. And when you look at the work of an engineer, what helps the engineer to do all these things that he does? He's helped by one thing, a simple and single thing called a plan. Amen? Yes, a plan. So when I was comparing that, I said, God must have a mega plan for this universe. God has a plan on which he works, on which he does all these things. And when I opened the Bible, as I was reading, I came across Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. It says, for we are God's handiwork. Another Bible says, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ to do good works, which he planned in advance for us to do. That explained to me everything. That explained to me the big picture in which we are operating, the big picture into which we are called, the big picture of God. And I started seeing how God has been unveiling this big picture to humanity. When you look at the life of Abraham, you see God bringing the first level of this big picture for humans to understand. He says in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3, he says he has called Abraham out to bless him so that through Abraham, to create a great nation, so that through that nation, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. That was level one of God's big picture revealed to humanity so that we can see what God is doing. So when you look at Abraham, you see a man that God has chosen, has brought about, so that he blesses him, and through that blessing, all the nations to receive God's blessing. Then he comes with level two. Level two is when he called Moses. When you read Exodus chapter 3, verse 8 to 10, you see God bringing Moses on stage and giving him a specific assignment to lead his people from Egypt into the promised land. It was not only a land that God was leading his people to. He was leading people into his promises to realize what he has promised. And the book of Psalms is full of the evidences that surely God is good. I think the book of Psalms simply shows one thing, that God is faithful to his promises. The children of Israel, even if they went wayward, even if they strayed, but one thing that stuck in their minds was that God is faithful in his promises. That word promises is what God was showing Moses, asking him to bring his children into the land of Canaan so that they can realize that God is a God that is faithful to his promises. I hear people count the Psalms and count how many chapters there are and try to look at the Bible and see how many verses it has. So they have seen that this is the middle verse in the Bible. If you count all the chapters and if you count the other chapters, what does that verse say? It simply says God is faithful. Amen? Amen. So he draws us now to level 3. Level 3 is when God called Paul. He called Paul and gave him a specific assignment. The specific assignment that God gave Paul was to preach the gospel to the Gentiles. Why? So that the Gentiles can also come into this mega plan of God. So that they can come and become blessed as the children of Israel, the offsprings of Abraham, were blessed. So that they can also come into the promises that God has made for eternity. So that the Gentiles can also be incorporated. Isn't he a wonderful God? Indeed, he is a wonderful God. Now he calls in the Gentiles. That was level 3 of God's mega plan. Then there comes another level, the level of Jesus Christ. Jesus comes, and in Luke chapter 19, verse 10, he declares that he came for one single purpose, and that was to seek and save the lost. To come and seek, so that those who would miss out in the blessings of God that God prepared in Abraham, those who were about to miss out in the promises of God that he declared through Moses, and those who would now be brought in by the gospel, so that they can share in that mega plan of Jesus Christ seeking out those who were lost, those who were going to be destroyed, and those are you and I. That's how we came in. That's where we are now. And now, then he gives this level five to the disciples. He tells them, now that you have understood that I'm a God that blesses, now that you have understood that I'm a God that is faithful to his promises, and now that you have understood that even those who were far away can be called in, and now you are here, now go out and tell the world. Go out and make disciples of me. My work this afternoon is to tell you that you are operating in a great, global, universal, eternal plan of God. You are part of a grand plan, and God has given you a specific task for you to fulfill in that plan. And God has not left you to do that by yourself. He has given you gifts. Those of you who know your gifts, you are beginning to explore why God gave you those gifts, and does not give you only the gifts, but he gives you also the ability. He gives you the opportunity. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 9. What does it say? Paul was seeing this. He said, behold, a great door of opportunity is opened before me, a great door of effectual work for the ministry. Are you seeing that door before you, ladies and gentlemen? I pray that today God opens our eyes to see that great door of opportunity for us to do the part that was assigned to us in this particular plan of God. May God bless you.
Amen.